Man, big congratulations to our group, not only in terms of the work we were able to get done today, but just the cumulative work from the regular season. Great to you know, go undefeated in the North. It was significant for us. We realized if we want to do some of the things that we have to do, man, it starts with AFC North football, and now we'll transition and get ready for the single elimination tournament and our participation in it. We got out of the game, I think, pretty good from an injury standpoint. B.J. Finney's being evaluated. I don't have a lot of information there. I'll give it to you, obviously, at the appropriate time next time we get together. But a lot of quality efforts all the way around. Can't say enough about Landry. We got a lot of confidence in him, and he did the job and led us at the quarterback position today. Questions?
Mike, with you guys accomplishing the sack record this year, what is the major component that caused the difference between this year and last year?
You know, I just think for a lot of the guys, you know, a lot of the same guys, they're growing and maturing as players and within the scheme that we employ. And I just think that comfort and familiarity probably produced the improvements.
Whether it's now or months from now, do you take any celebration of that as a transformation process, improving the pass rush that you've been working on here?
You know, we're still writing our story for 2017, so we're not in reflection mode, no.
Mike, is there anything or one or two things that you might feel you'd like to feel better about in 2 weeks than you do not right now?
I'm just really thinking about what's transpired today. You know, we'll get a chance, the opportunity to think, visit on Tuesday, right? A normal weekly press conference. I'll talk about some of those global things, but really it's just, you know, what we're able to get done today and with this group.
Do you have any apprehensions about basically a three-week layoff almost in terms of...
Again, let's talk about that on Tuesday. I know you want to go global, but we just played a football game. That's usually what I do in here. Let's talk about what just happened.
Mike, can you talk about the rookies, T.J. Watt and Juju Smith-Schuster, the impact that they've had on this team this season and on this game?
You know, man, they've been mature beyond their years, but, you know, we've gotten good contributions from the rookie class wholly. And they obviously got different paths and so forth to participation. Can't say enough about Cam Sutton, a guy that missed a lot of time, training camp, preseason and so forth, first half of the season. He's come on and provided some quality play for us as well. So the rookie class largely, not only today, but throughout the season, have been positive contributors to our efforts.
First long look at Stephen Ridley with your team. What did you think?
Like what I saw today. You know, we know a lot about Stephen, and glad we have him. He's got a definite run demeanor, and we'll look forward to him continuing to grow within what we're asking him to do.
What did you see from Matt Filer as a guy who's developed and marinated here for a minute?
You know, I don't have a lot of direct comments regarding his play. I thought largely the group itself, particularly from an offensive line standpoint, did the job in terms of protecting Landry and opening holes for the runners.
Mike, in terms of how much you've grown over the years, how much different do you feel after year 11 than maybe your first couple seasons with the Steelers?
You know, I don't know, man. 45 is a little bit different than the mid-30s. but I don't know if that's got anything to do with the job.
Anyone else?
Did some of the decisions you had to make this week in terms of who to play, who to rest, how much of that was something you could draw back from previous experience?
We are products of our previous experience, so I'm not, you know, going to make a big deal out of that. We better be getting better, me included. That's what life is about. That's what this profession is about.